Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 22-4. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 23-5 as well as shark energy. So this is interesting. Let's talk about shark energy first. So there's definitely something here about sort of know who your enemies are and know who your allies are. But also there's an energy of sort of being misunderstood, right? Anytime shark comes up in one of these readings, I'm always drawn to how misunderstood sharks truly are. And, you know, how beneficial they are to the ecosystem, etc. But how wildly misunderstood they are. And so there's definitely something here about overcoming some kind of misunderstanding or overcoming some kind of need to be understood, right? And so especially if it has to do with like pride, right? There's definitely, it may actually ask you to reevaluate how it is that you approach something, right? How it is that you're communicating something. It may be that it makes sense to you because, you know, four, especially 22-4 energy is a master teacher, a master sort of builder, right? So they're the expert at something that they're meant to teach or build, etc. So you probably already know the ins and outs of whatever this is, or you're seeing it from your own perspective and think your way is the only way, right? And that's not a judgment. That's just saying, you know, usually when it's coming from our own perspective, we think it is the right way and sometimes the only way. So it could be that in your mind's eye, you have all the information and it makes sense to you. But in the way you're articulating it to another person, it may be that it's not landing on that person in the appropriate or most beneficial way, right? Where they can digest it or integrate it. So I would say there may be something where you just need to evaluate it or reevaluate it and see, is there a better approach? Is there a better way of communicating it? Or highlighting it, you know, showcasing it so that the other person can understand it. Because it might not be that it's just being lost in translation. It might be that truly, you know, that person's not seeing the whole picture, not getting it, right? Doesn't have the same experience that you have. And so you may have to meet them where they are at when it comes to the explanation. So if that seems very specific, so if it's not for you, you know, it's not going to resonate, that's okay. But if it is for you, you know, there may be something, and it doesn't have to be work-related. It can be in relationships, you know, home and family dynamics. There's some area in your life where you kind of have to keep repeating yourself and you continue to be misunderstood. Try a different approach, right? Or have that conversation with the other person to find out where it is that, you know, it is getting lost in translation, where it is that it's not connecting, right? Or clicking. So that could very well come into play as well during this new moon. Like, and again, that makes sense, right? Because this is a new moon. And so it's a new way of approaching something or explaining something or trying, you know, or attempting to be understood. So that could come up under this illumination for evaluation. Now with the 23-5 energy, this is really interesting because this energy usually requires the person to collaborate. I know that 22-4s are so sick of hearing me say collaboration, right? But that's such a big part of your journey in this lifetime. But really, this 23-5 asks us to really be open to and listen to the advice that you receive from superiors or those in a position that know more about the subject in question than you do or that you think you do. If you can do that, if you can be open to other people's ideas, experiences, wisdom, knowledge, expertise, and not see things as you only knowing the right way to do it, it's going to open up a world for you that will bring about potentially great success and help you to reach your goals so much more effectively and efficiently. So I do think you could see this be a time where you're kind of thrown into an experience of needing to network, needing to ask for assistance, needing to ask for advice, for someone else's expertise to bring in the missing links, the missing parts. And the more that you can do that, and the more that you can work with others to achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, the more things will flow, the more gentle it becomes, and the quicker you'll reach that goal. And again, that can be with family. If you feel like you're constantly taking on, you know, the role of, I don't know, doing all the chores or something, right? You know, this is a great time to ask, to delegate, to ask for help. But in a way where understanding that, you know, our way is not always the most efficient way, right? Might be the right way, but it might not be the most efficient. And there's different ways of doing things. So this energy can help us to remember that. Also under this 23-5, this can definitely be a time where settlements are taken care of now. Contracts are definitely highlighted. So any kind of legal proceedings, any kind of contracts, new contracts, you know, coming into some kind of agreement with others, you can see very favorable, quick decisions fall into line now. So this is a great time to enter into a new contract, especially if you own your own business and you're looking for clients. You may see new clients come in. You may see, again, new contracts come in. Unexpected as well. Five energy brings the unexpectedness, right? Things can happen quickly and unexpectedly. So you might see some really great opportunities to work with others. It's going to also be a great time to, you know, get married or adopt or also get a divorce. That's part of a settlement. But no matter what it is that you sort of initiate under this new moon, you'll likely see it be successful, especially if you are working with others. What I would also say, and this also ties in with shark energy, is be really careful about when others oppose your ideas or when you oppose others' ideas. Be careful not to sort of let those differences turn into some kind of conflict, right? Turn into some kind of, like a pissing contest, whatever it's called, right? Where it's like, you know, there's the need to be right overrides like the goal. So I would say be really careful about that, where it's not the need to be right is not overriding the getting to the goal, right? And working together. I think if you can do that, because there will likely be opposing ideas here. And because, of course, you know, collaboration usually brings opposing ideas or different ideas, right? Just be careful of that, especially with shark energy. If you disagree with someone and it's not working, just remove yourself from that situation. It doesn't have to turn into a conflict. But under this energy, it could quickly turn into a conflict if you allow it to. So just be careful about any, like, being overly rigid or too severe in your approach. So big energy 22-4 is, but potentially very successful. So take care. Bye for now.